Is that it? Is that how you're going to start
the show? Fuck you.
Dig it through your bag, and you come in, you're like, alright.
Alright, I'm digging through my bag. I lost my shit.
Well, are we doing this?
Yeah, we're doing this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dave and Giggles.
We took a couple weeks off because your bastard ass went out to L.A. All over the place.
You were hungover and couldn't make it to a Sunday show.
It was my birthday, dude.
Yeah, dude. A lot of stuff happened in this couple-week hiatus that we went on.
Yeah.
You turned 30.
I did.
How does that feel?
Feels the same.
Yeah?
Feels the same.
Your beard certainly is
improved. How's it looking?
You look like a woolly mammoth, dude.
Woolly mammoth?
Like a caveman.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's great to see you. I'm glad we're finally...
Yeah, my favorite part of when last week's my birthday... is when you strolled in, like, when everyone was super wasted, and you came in like a rock star, like the party was for you.
Totally. I started clapping. I was like, yeah,
like, this party's for me. Totally. And then you were like, let's do a shot. And then you were pulling me to the bar, and a couple people caught me up.
Yeah.
You went to the bar alone.
Totally.
Got the shots.
Yeah.
Had to come back for me. I came, did a shot, and then left you.
Wow, yeah.
I kind of broke your heart, I felt a little bit.
No, it was fine. I didn't want to, like, you know, get shots for everybody because that would have been $75.
Sure.
And I already spent $30 on your birthday, so that was enough. $20 for the beer and the shot, and then $10 for the cab. I took a cab to get there, dude,
because
it was like 1:30 in the morning. I had to get I was working for a living.
I know you are.
Yeah, dude. So,
so what's
good.
Going on?
You look good.
You look good, too. What's going on? What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. I had a good week. Went out to L.A.
You've had a busy week. I've gotten so many calls, so many emails from you, and I don't even know what you're doing anymore. At one point, you're at radio stations. At one point, you're at...
Communist rallies. You know, anarchist radio. It's crazy, man.
Give me the rundown of the Giggles life.
Giggles has been going out there and trying to, you know, do his best. Go big or go home. You know, I've been... I went to a rally. Well, it wasn't really a rally. It was a book... You know, it was an author talking about Iraq. She's been to Iraq 40 times.
All right.
So I was like, that'd be interesting. And I heard it on the radio. So I was like, sure, I'll go in there. I show up to this place. And everybody's talking, you know, when they ask questions. When people ask questions. They don't really ask questions. They sort of make a statement. And they want to sound really smart.
Like a bunch of communists.
Totally. Like a bunch of, well, I didn't know that yet. So I get, you know, the whole thing's over with. I buy the book. I get the book signed.
Yeah.
And then I'm talking with the people that, you know, run the bookstore. And they're like, yeah, you know, we'd love to have your help, you know, if you want to help out with some video stuff. Because I was plugging myself. I was like, yeah, you know, we got a radio show. You know, I'm doing some AV work. I'm just trying to make money, you know. And so I buy the paper that's for their bookstore. And it turns out it says, like, the paper for the free voice of the Communist Party or the Revolutionary Communist Party. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, these guys
are
commies.
These are a bunch of reds.
Totally bunch of reds. Maoists is the term that they use. So so anyway, that was my communist rally experience, which was a little bit intense. But
yeah.
It was tough. But, you know, you got to go out there. It's free country. You got to get the sound bites.
Get the sound bites. You didn't get any sound bites from there, did you?
No, not at all. No.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I...
I don't even know what to say about you going to a communist party.
I didn't know it was a communist party, dude.
I mean, did you look at their website? Because you sent it to me, like, eagerly. You were like, check this website. It's the best website ever. These guys rock.
Yo,
and I checked it out, and it was...
I think you should ask him to define communist.
All right. Here's my...
Define the idea of communism.
Giggles' idea of communism is everybody gets a fair share.
Gigglism.
Gigglism. So, like, you know... everybody gets, you know, everybody works for the same amount of wage. Everybody gets the same amount of health care, the same amount of food. It's sort of like all man is equal. And under this big, you know, I don't know. I've been to Vietnam, which is a communist country. And I don't think I've ever been to any other communist countries. But it was a little, you know, communism, you know.
Giggleism.
So that was an exciting highlight of the week.
Also, in studio, we'll bring our soundboard engineer today. For today. Scrap. We got Scrap coming in.
Yeah, I'm always
when there. He got back from that communist thing. Look at you. When he got back from that rally, what was he like? Was he all gung ho? What was going on with him?
Well, the thing was, like, you know, this is an ideological organization that he goes visit. I mean, these people, like, believe in something, you know? I don't know about Giggles. I don't know what Giggles believes in.
I don't think he believes in much.
But seeing him come back from a place where there was, like, true heart and belief, it confused my senses. I know it confused his senses.
Artemis?
Well, yeah.
Joining us as Artemis.
I think Giggles has an abundance of belief and faith.
Which probably will be his downfall.
Yeah, I just don't know where it's directed. I think that's where... Yeah.
It's sporadic. It's sporadic.
Well, in my defense, I'm looking for the next big thing. I'm looking for adventure and excitement. You know, I go out there, and if I went to a communist rally, you know, why not, dude? I mean, who can say that they've been to their, you know...
So what was the last big thing?
The last thing was... What? What's
well, I'm just saying, you know, like, in history, like, people that went to communist rallies in, like, certain countries at certain times, like, ended up dead.
Right.
So, I mean, by you being like, oh, who cares if I go to a communist rally? I don't care.
It wasn't a communist rally, though. It was a book signing. It was an author speaking about Iraq in a communist bookstore.
What was she saying about Iraq as far as communism goes?
It was Johnny.
She had nothing to do with communism. She was just an Arab-American... pathologist. What do you call it?
Anthropologist.
You know, one of the.
You know what a pathologist is, right?
Studies germs. Did I get it right?
Sure. Gigglesism.
Nice. And
giggle awkward.
giggle dictionary. That didn't work. Sorry, guys. But no, I didn't know it was a I didn't know it was a communist place. But she was talking about Iraq, and her book is called "Swimming Up the Tigris." And why not, man? Yeah, I had nothing to do on a Monday night. I wasn't working.
Did
I was
the
like,
book have anything to do with communism?
No, nothing at all. It was just held in a revolutionary communist bookstore.
But you got the pamphlet, right?
Yeah, I bought the paper.
Good.
So, and I used my credit card there, so probably Big Brother's watching me in there.
Are you a communist now?
No.
Are you an anarchist?
I don't even know.
So did they speak to you? Were they like, this is what we believe in? Were you like, yes, more power to you, motherfuckers?
No. They didn't. I didn't
so
know they were.
It didn't hit your heart. It didn't hit your heart.
No.
What did you view them as? Like some kind of like crazy lunatics?
No, just like cool dudes that had a bookstore. I mean, the books on the shelves were pretty cool.
That's
like
communism, too, in a nutshell.
Gigglesism.
Cool dudes in a bookstore.
Totally.
Cool dudes in a bookstore.
Yeah.
Lenin.
So
you know it.
Yeah. But then I went to the radio station a couple days later, and you know, helped out with a fun drive.
The fun drive. Did you say fun drive?
Fun drive. They were holding a pledge drive. Or...
Oh, you're talking about the radio station.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll get to that.
All right.
Right now, though, I want to try a new bit.
Totally. Let's do it. I'm feeling it.
Scratch off.
Oh, scratch off.
Scratch off.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to have a scratch off.
You
got
scratch off?
Scratch offs.
Oh, no.
Yes, all right, so we'll do a scratch off.
All right.
Yeah, we got a scratch off. So
nobody else in the studio gets a scratch off except David Giggles.
Scratch off.
I like
so,
that.
So, again, it's a...
What's the bet?
It's a scratch off.
I know, but I mean,
what
oh, so
it? I mean, I don't. Artemis was not present for the
scratch
first.
Off.
Yeah, it'd be a lot cooler if you had five.
I know it would have been a lot cooler, but you know, like I can't count on everyone being. I don't know who's coming. I don't know when they're coming.
You knew Scrap was going to be here.
We all know Scrap's going to be here.
Money's tight.
All right, so let's do it. We got to find the nines.
Find
we
the nines.
Find the nines. Get through like amounts. Call it out. What do you got?
Okay, you just scratch one off at a time.
Yeah,
right?
Just, okay. I got a $25. What do you got?
I got a $22.
All right, I got a $999. $2.
I don't really get this.
Just scratch it. $100. $100.
I got $100.
$200.
Okay.
$5.
I don't know what's going on.
Keep going, dude. $2. $2. I lost. I got nothing.
So, you got to find a 9. Oh, wait. 9999.
Did you get? No, no.
How many did you have to get?
You have to get 3 like amounts.
Oh, I got.
Have you ever scratched off before?
Like twice. And I thought it was a big waste of money. That was awesome, dude. That was a great bit.
Again,
that worked so
well. I'd like to point out a difference between the scratch-off techniques you both employed.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see it.
Yeah, Dave was all about the get the fuck off. Get it all off of the thing. Just get it all off.
Get it all off.
Giggles over here was like, I'm going to pick this one. This is the lucky one.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know which one.
That's Dave understands that time is money.
Time is money.
It is. Well, that's how you're supposed to.
Especially when you go to a communist rally.
A lot of the whole faith. I think he was going with faith.
Thanks.
He was going with faith. He's a more faith-based man.
Well, I thought you were supposed to do one at a time.
Actually, I kind of found him to be more of like a luck man. Like, this is going to be my lucky number.
Just shit luck.
Yeah. Right.
Put it out there
totally.
And see what
right.
happens.
Faith would be more like scratch it all off and faith will let me win.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Are you? Do you
did
think
not
you're
go.
A lucky person, Giggles?
No.
How's that working out for you?
That's all right, man. You know, right. I'm hopeful. I'm a dreamer. I cried a little bit.
Yeah, I know you are.
Wow. So should we throw it to my LA segment? What do you think about that? Or is it Really?
No. I mean, yeah. Yeah, we could totally throw it to your LA
doubt
segment.
Coming from the man who pulled out the scratch-off tickets.
Right? Oh, no, you know what? Before the LA segment, we're going to get I got something for you.
What do you got?
Since you turned 30.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, it was a birthday a couple weeks ago. I got a little special gift for you. I'm going to give you an on-air
gift.
Yeah, I got an on-air gift. On-air gift. Hold on, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Better not be gay.
No, it's
better not be gay.
Ready?
There it is. You got me an ice scraper, which you broke my last one.
Totally.
That's badass.
But that's good, though. It's a solid ice scraper.
Yeah. I was actually going to my neighbor lent me theirs the other day, and I was cursing you out. I was like, my fucking friend broke it, and because he's from Florida, he doesn't know how to use an ice scraper.
No, not at all.
Because you got one right after you broke mine and broke that one, too, didn't you?
I don't know what the question was.
Way to go with the bit.
Last time I had to scrape my car, I actually stole the head of a shovel of my super.
Oh, nice.
I think it was his only shovel. Mm-hmm. I just took the head. Left the shaft.
The last time I scraped a car. Well, no, not too. Like a few times ago, I scraped
like
a car.
About sex.
Nope, scraped a car.
Whoa! Wow.
Last time I scraped a car.
All right, so last week you missed the show because you went to L.A.
Yeah, but I also was on assignment. Yeah.
So what did you learn in L.A.?
I learned that there are a lot more Mexican people out there than there are in New York.
How'd you feel about that?
I like them, dude. Like, I talk, you know, like, I talk Spanish. You know, they're cool people. It's a Latin.
What's that, Artemis?
It's heavily Latin influence.
You like those people?
Yeah, I like Mexicans a lot. That's seriously. Mm-hmm. I like all people, actually.
Do you?
Mexicans,
yeah.
Commies, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you're all
socialists, anarchists, you know.
All right.
So I got some sound bites out there, interviewed a few people, and I'm hoping the levels are good on this thing. All right, this is Giggles in L.A. remix.
David Giggles, what they mean to me is a very strong sense of entrapment and like a prison-like atmosphere of just pure comedy that you can't escape from. No matter where you go, whatever you try to break out of, however long you can swim, you're still entrapped by the David Giggles atmosphere. And I think L.A. is ready for that. I think L.A. wants to be a prison.
I'm going to take your iPod and pause it there for a second.
Oh, my gosh. Are you cutting me off, dude?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Can I make it? Yeah, yeah.
I want to know more about what type of people's Giggles love.
Who was that talking?
What? That was my boy The Rock, dude.
Yeah.
What, how did you stop my bit in the middle of it, dude?
Yeah, just... Yeah, it
what?
It was a dead bit.
What are you talking dead about, bit. Dude? I spent like 2 hours editing that
know,
sound.
That's why I'm cutting it off.
Yo, I got the mariachi band to play for me.
Exactly. You want to plug them?
Yeah, I'd like to plug them because they didn't get their full. They did Tijuana Taxi, and you totally cut them off. Yo, if you got five mariachis coming to your door,
if we had mariachis in here, that'd be another story. But
yeah,
here
but
you
I'm
are
friendly
recording
with...
them with a crappy camera. You didn't bring your mic out there.
I couldn't find it, dude.
What do you want me to do? Well, what I do have, is voicemails that you left me.
Oh, great.
So we can play a couple of those.
We'll play your voicemails.
Here's one.
Yo, what's up? It's Giggles, bro. I'm in L.A., and this is what I'm listening to. Musica Latina.
What the hell's with the mariachi then? What? You put the phone up to the...
Oh, no, I was listening.
I can't really hear it, but it's Musica Latino, maybe? There's the feminine, the masculine, with the Spanish. The Español. So I'm practicing my Spanish and living the L.A. lifestyle, which is trying not to get mugged or... You know, in a car accident. That's what it is, I think. And but it's pretty nice out here, man. Weather's all right, man. 6 days of sunshine and one day of rain. So that ain't bad. Always good to have a little water plant, you know what I'm saying? All right, well, my wipers are getting a little funny, so I'm gonna call you a little later. Jeez.
This is the mundane stuff you call and tell
what?
Me.
I was on assignment, dude. I was letting you know, man.
I know.
Yo, there was a Latin song playing on the radio, and I had it jammed up, and I was like, yo, Dave needs to be out here. I was on assignment, dude.
I know you were on assignment.
I was immersing myself in the Latin culture.
It was fantastic.
You know?
Just didn't understand what you were saying or trying to get at.
Oh, my gosh.
He actually has the card from the mariachi.
I got the card from the mariachi band out in L.A. If you're out in L.A. for our L.A. audience, and you guys need some mariachis, Musica para... perdón, amigo. Musica para... That was so racist, dude. Musica para toda clase. I can't even read this because if I give them the number now, they're going to come and get us.
Amazing.
They're going to come and get us.
Don't give them the number.
All right,
it's not like they're going to listen to this.
Well, I gave them my card.
If they're going to get their number, they're going to come get us. That makes perfect sense.
All right, we're going to take a break.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Well, I'm going to hell.
I want you off the fucking set, you prick!
I don't know what was in my brain.
Think for one fucking second! Are you professional or not?
What, me?
No! No! What the fuck is it with you?
I believe it gives.
What don't you fucking understand? Give me a fucking answer!
My hands are wet on the wheel.
Oh, good for you! And how was it?
I felt totally wrong about it. Like a total douche move.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass. You know, shut up for a second, all right?
Nah, dude, man.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. But I don't fucking cut it when you're bullshitting and fucking around like this.
Douche.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally.
This is a no beef year, you know? That's kind of weird. Can you help me move my couch?
Wow, I didn't know you got in such a tiff with him.
Wow, dude. Wow, man. Dropping the F-bomb left and right, dude.
Man. Oh, man.
That throws all the 80-year-old ladies out of our, you know, our listening range.
Were they ever in our listening range?
Maybe.
Well, that was something worthwhile you did out in LA and brought back.
That was nice. I'm glad we finished your bit and not mine.
Yeah, well.
Yo, I got Pat out in LA. Just you know, not to... Not
Pat?
To, Pat. Pat was on that sound clip.
Who's Pat?
Pat was this lady I interviewed in LA. And her daughter, because I gave her my card, her daughter emailed me about the show. When is it going to be available? And I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing a show Friday. And it's going to be, you know, ready for Monday. So Pat and her daughter are going to be listening for this show, and they didn't hear themselves.
You want me to apologize to Pat?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Giggles thinks everyone is a star.
Everyone
yeah,
is a
dude.
Star.
Everyone that...
Everybody has something interesting that we can all learn from them.
Yeah. Totally.
What did you learn from...
But it's like...
It is, but it's, yeah, it's a little nuts. It's a little nuts.
Well,
what did you learn from Pat?
Douche Pat.
Is she... Wow.
Wow. When she listens, she can hear herself.
No, listen. Pat was out in L.A., and she was at the Adobe Villa. The oldest house in L.A. All
right.
And she gave me a nice little sound clip on, like, what the history of the place was and, you know, what went on there. So, you know.
That sounds like really good radio.
It was. It was a nice bit that I did to the Tijuana Taxi that you cut off.
Why were you talking to Pat in the first place?
Oh, you know, I was getting sound clips, getting sound bites, interviewing.
I mean, how did you meet Pat?
I just met her. We walked into this old house in the middle of downtown.
We walked into an old house in the middle of downtown L.A.?
Yeah, it's a museum. I don't know what I was thinking.
Giggles in L.A. I don't know what you did out there.
Yeah, I interviewed people, man. I got to they took the cart to the heart, you know?
Artemis is from L.A.
Yes.
His, you know.
And Artemis, if you get banana bread on my computer, so help me.
Can I tell you something? This banana bread is awesome.
It is awesome.
I would like pecans next time, though.
Did Pat make
this
banana?
No, this banana bread is from Stone Arch Farms.
Why are you plugging again?
I want to plug people, dude.
I'm sorry, dude. Can you say that again? Next time, just take the dick out of your mouth.
Wow.
Man. Hey, that's some tight banana bread,
always
though.
Always plugging.
Why, very, you know, we got to get the people
no,
out
cool.
there, man.
That's cool.
Everybody's trying to make a living, and you guys are sitting
sure.
here douching on me for plugging. But you know what?
There's a time and a place for plugging. Is it right
yeah,
now?
He's going to get you advertising dollars.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you get the bread free from
when do we get?
For
yeah,
plug?
Did you get the bread free? Did you have to pay for it?
Yeah.
But no answer. No answer.
All right, what do you got? What do you got for me, Dave?
Well, what else did you do this week? You went to the radio station.
Went to the radio station. Yeah, they called in. They're like, hey, you know, if you'd like to come down here and volunteer, answer phones. I was like, it's like midnight. I was like, all right. So I rolled on down to Wall Street and go to this radio station and answer the phones. And it was pretty. I mean, it was kind of crazy. Like the phones were ringing. I felt like you know, it was like 12
what was
phones.
Radio station? Why?
WBAI.
Which what? Also, I checked this out. He sent me all the links. Another anarchist. Type of radio station.
No, there's all
well,
kinds
first
of radio.
One technically was a gigglocracy.
It's a giggle.
This is anarchy?
No, this is totally community supported radio. It's not even like NPR. There's no commercials. It's all.
What were you undercover?
No, dude, I just felt like going to a radio
you
station.
You went to plug us.
Yeah.
You went to plug us.
I did plug us, didn't I?
Yeah, I did. And
that's okay that I plugged it?
No.
It's okay that I plug our show, but not Stone Arch Farms with their banana bread or the U.S. Mariachi.
Stone
or
Arch
Pat.
Farms, where, yeah, which gosh. Is
Doesn't you don't even have an address in that place. All right, so I have audio from when. So you called. You called.
Oh, yeah.
Radio station.
Totally. Like 2 in the morning.
I
what, dude?
Just please just play it.
It was. Let me just set it up a little bit. It was 9 minutes. This kid called the radio station and talked for 9 minutes.
It is publicly
funded.
9 minutes
is a long time. Do you know anything about
if,
it?
If we finally get a rate callers,
yeah.
And if anyone talks for 9 minutes on our radio station, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to rip your tongue out. Because 9 minutes. All right, I got the audio. Let's play the audio. Let's listen to this.
All 9 minutes or just?
No, I added it.
How you doing, man?
What's the good word, man?
Hey, I'm just, you know, keeping it real, man. Trying to survive, you know?
That's a wonderful thought.
I'm just hanging out, man. I got big ideas, bro. I got big ideas that I'm hoping to let people know about, man.
Well, enlighten us.
Check this out, man. A 30-day... And don't even, you know, you got to think of it as a possibility. A 30-day global ceasefire.
What is it that qualifies you to raise this suggestion, and how much validity will it hold?
You know,
let's stop it right there.
Who is that? Is that Nelson Mandela?
It's a really, really, like, he makes a solid point, and I think Scrap would back me up on this.
I'll back you up on anything.
What background do you have to talk about these things?
It was a good idea. Why not, dude? Why not, man? Do I need a PhD to throw out a good idea?
But he's asking.
He's asking.
Maybe.
He's asking. Let's see what you had to say.
A snowball rolling down the hill only gets bigger. You know, I mean, so I don't know if I answered your question, but I'm a dreamer. You know, I try to spread the good word and sort of, you know, and then somebody might be listening and be like, you know what, that is a good idea. Can you imagine if that could happen? You know, we try to boycott gasoline companies. Why don't we boycott war?
Yeah, can I say that?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
He's
drop a bunch of things.
You know, this is the thing what
some
I'm talking about.
Phrases.
I had Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house. You know, before, and they opened this pamphlet with little panda bears and love and, you know, rainbows and things like that. And that argument was better than Giggles.
Wait, I do want to say one thing. Giggles has a knack for just fucking talking.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Throwing
no,
out.
Oh, that's why he has his own radio
and
show.
Yeah. And sounding like it actually means something.
It's our radio show.
No, buddy. Let's see what else you had to say.
Please.
You know what I was just thinking? Excuse me for cutting you off.
Oh, man. That's
only my show.
Well, that's a good thing to remember.
Let's stop it right there.
Whoa. Just one more time.
Replay that. Silent on the set.
You know what I was just thinking? Excuse me for cutting you off.
Oh, man. No, man. That's your show, bro.
Well, that's a good thing to remember.
You face me.
I totally faced you.
You know, I'm learning, man. I'm learning the ropes, dude. Because, like, you know, my pops always said, he said, K-I-S-S. My pops. He said, keep it simple, stupid. I don't think he was really calling me stupid.
I think he was.
Well, maybe. But, you know, I'm excited. I get on the air at, like, 2 in the morning. And these guys, you know, I'm going to jibber jabber a little
this
bit. Why not?
He wasn't excited. He was sitting there with a brandy snifter going, all right, let's let this white boy talk a bit more. I like it.
What, dude? And I plugged the show.
I know. Let's listen to the plug.
Just welcomes it with open arms.
Your contact information?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, yeah, it's a small plug. We got my friends and I have a radio show called Dave and Giggles. Mm-hmm. And it's we're starting out small. We got a small fan base, but we're just, you know, a couple guys in the kitchen and, you know, talking about what's important to us and how we get along and how we survive. And it's all about love, man.
First of all, where do you think it's all about love?
Maybe the DJ's
playing
Imagine. This brings up a good point. I've been asking Giggles all week, what is his show about? Is it about love or laughs?
Giggles is all about love, man. I feel like the small fish in the big pond, right? The big fish? No.
All right, let's finish it up because the rest of it is pretty good, too.
Well, I think...
Oh, sorry. DaveandGiggles@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the
That's the website. Not the website, but the email address.
All right. Good enough, Dave. Are you Dave?
No, I'm Giggles.
Okay. Good enough, Giggles. Talk to you later, man.
Definitely.
And report back. Let me know how it's going.
I will, man. You got it.
All right. How is that?
This is genius.
You gonna
it's
report
good.
Back?
Yeah. I checked the email, you know, the daveandgiggles@gmail.com to see if there was going to be a flood of emails.
What'd you get?
Nothing.
Nothing. I checked too. Nothing.
But yo, for next time, dude, I'm gonna check back in with this guy.
Check
you know?
Back with him.
The word's spreading, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We talked with me for 10 minutes.
But plug us where they can email us at. Do it again. Do this this time. Like you're talking to that guy.
Okay.
Instead of saying whatever it is you just said. Do it. Let's hear what you could do. You're on. All right. You're on the air. Giggles.
Yo, this is Giggles from Dave and Giggles. If you want to contact information, contact daveandgiggles@gmail.com. That email address again is daveandgiggles@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
That was good.
Well done.
And you can also check out our site. I made a site for us.
Yeah, under Dave Giggle.
Daveandgiggles.blogspot.com.
No. What? You made a site?
Made a site.
Wait, say it again. I want to hear it again.
Daveandgiggles.blogspot.com.
Daveandgiggles.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Little nice. Softer. Just a little nice. Bit softer. Say it again. A little bit softer.
Call me Giggles.
Exactly.
Nice, dude.
Wow. All right, I think we're going to take a break.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Who are you listening to? Who is this?
This is Pie Boys Flat.
Do you know Pie Boys Flat?
Yeah, good guys.
Do you know them?
Yeah, personally.
Personally?
Good dudes.
Good?
Yeah, man.
You do not know these
dudes. I know these dudes.
Where do you know them from?
From Astoria, man. Boys of Boys, man. Pie Boys Flat, dude. These guys are rocking, man. Check them out on MySpace. They're good guys, dude. They're not signed,
plug
man.
Them? Plug them.
Plug them, man. They're good dudes. They're awesome. Awesome musicians. They play good music. They sell out their shows, but they're not signed. So, you know, if these guys can get some gigs.
You want to sign them under Dave and Giggles?
We should. Do we have any money for it? No.
Well, because you're not pulling anything in, but you're still plugging shit.
Why not, dude? Yo, these guys are going to want to listen to this.
Yeah, I hear it. Good stuff. It's
you know, you
stuff.
Don't believe in me.
No,
I
totally
you don't believe
in me.
He's paying it forward.
Paying it forward.
Why
paying
not,
it
man?
Forward. All right, so.
Yeah.
This is going to be a shortened show because we got to get moving, apparently. Which I don't know where I'm going.
So, yeah,
does anyone have anything to say?
I have a lot to say here.
Are you up?
Your mic isn't on.
Are you up?
Shit.
Are you on?
Scrap.
Nope.
Scrap, what happened to your mic, dude?
Try now.
Yo. A little technical difficulty.
So you had something to say.
Well, no. Dave's birthday was last weekend, as we all know. And John got Dave a birthday present.
Right.
That we're going to hear about on air.
On air. We're all looking to John now.
I'm asking.
Let's hear it.
What are you doing tonight for Dave's birthday? It's a mandate.
It's a mandate.
It's a mandate.
Turning up the dude dial.
Oh boy.
I mean, if you want to, this is all for the sake of radio.
Don't ask him if he wants to.
No, it was supposed to be a surprise at some point, but I can tell you where we're going to end up.
No, the surprise is now. This is it.
Where's the best place to do a surprise? It's on the radio. You want to get him away from his radio station to go and do this.
Right.
You're taking me from here.
We have tickets to go see a show.
All right.
I'm thinking Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Everybody taking bets.
No, but unfortunately, Dave seems to have a fear of where we're going.
Yeah.
He thinks it's a band.
All right.
That he's worried about, and I want to know why.
It's because I've seen them before.
Yes.
Did not like them.
Yes.
Right.
Who is this band?
The band I saw was Mo.
And that, how long ago was that?
That was last summer? Two
about
summers.
About a year ago.
It was probably your birthday last year.
You're going to see Mo?
We are going to see
Mo.
I had an inkling.
That's why I was... It's good stuff.
But if I may say, first of all, the Mo show we saw last year was terrible.
Terrible show.
What are you making faces at?
No. He wanted me to drag it out longer. I thought it would have been cool.
Yeah. Scrapping.
You clearly put in some love and energy in here.
Well, coincidentally, where we're going is Terminal 5, which just so happens to be on the west side, only a few blocks away from another club where I was planning on going after the show.
I know what club that is.
Sapphires.
I think I do.
What's that?
It's the Hustler Club.
He knows.
The Hustler Club.
I've never been there, but I've just seen it.
Oh, God.
You want to plug the Hustler Club?
No.
Artemis and I went there once.
Yeah.
How much money did you spend? Too much.
I can't.
Yeah.
You don't want to go here. You do not want to go here.
Go to Sapphire's. A lot cheaper.
Is it where Sapphire's?
It's like the West Side in 2025 or something.
I can't believe you guys want to plug strip clubs and not Banana Bread or mariachis.
Strip club, wandering Mexican with a horn.
It's true.
I mean, they make a solid point.
Yo, so Dave, what do you think of Mo?
Oh, Mo.
Well, I think you had a bad show your first.
I had a bad show.
This is a Friday the 13th.
I mean, hey, the upside is I didn't pay for anything.
It's Friday the 13th. I mean,
Friday the 13th. You never know.
Obviously, it's going to be better.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I resent that.
Whoa. We'll fight. We'll fight.
Oh, shit.
Well, he is crap. He is crap. We'll see. The downside, of course, is you're making us do a shortened show.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, no.
What time does the show start?
We have to pick up his ticket first. My buddy printed it out because you don't believe in printers, I hear. So
no, we just can't afford the ink, dude.
Yeah,
can't afford
the ink. Shit going down on the show right now. There's some shit
there's
going
some,
down.
What time
animosity.
Does the show start?
A lot of manosity.
Manosity?
Doors are at 7.
Manosity.
Doors
there's a lot of manosity.
There's no opening band.
All right, we're going to take a break.
And I'm standing here with Bill. And is it Bill.
Bill Weinberg.
I'm sorry I got your name wrong earlier. I called you Bob, and that's the first thing in radio is you should probably listen. What's the mission of the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade?
Anarchism for the global city, radical environmentalism for the concrete jungle, esoteric explorations of the secret history of rebel culture.
Gotcha. Now, when people hear the word anarchism, they might get a little scared. They might think of people wanting to blow up stuff. Is it a sort of educational anarchism, or is it just... real anarchism?
Well, I don't see a distinction between real and educational anarchism. I believe that our anarchism is real, but it's not the cliche of, 19th century bomb-throwing anarchism. Certainly, we don't believe in blowing things up, no.
That is good. What would be the best advice that you give to Dave and Giggles?
Well, I've never listened to your show because I didn't know that it existed until tonight. I will endeavor to check it out. Basically, my attitude is let 100 flowers bloom. The more information and perspectives which are out there getting around, the better, And understand that, merely by doing it, you've got responsibilities to whoever is listening out there. And, be incisive and intellectually honest and endeavor to get real information out there and not just add to the noise pollution. That's sort of the downside to the internet revolution.
I think he was speaking right to you.
He's saying you are noise pollution. Get off the radio.
Yo, but you know what? I got the interview.
You got the
interview. I got the interview. You got to give me some credit on that one.
You got any good things coming up on this, or should we bag on it?
He's got a plug.
What? Another
TV
plug?
Do better at this plug.
What, this is not
just
a.
Play. What are you doing?
All right.
What are you doing?
What did you do?
What?
What did you do? Oh,
well,
man.
I didn't know what was going on.
That's why I can't trust you with anything.
All right, hold on. I got the outro. I got the outro for now.
All right, so apparently we're cutting this short.
What did I do?
I'm ending this fucking show.
What are you talking about? Hold on a second. No. I got this.
If this show song is terrible, you never get... Agreed? If this song is terrible, you never get to choose the ending song again.
You forced him to use my iPod. Forced him.
It gave me a... It gave me a little bit of... okay, I got it. All right, dude. You're going to be so ready. Are we really ending the show?
Apparently. You're the one who stopped it. Stopped the interview.
I didn't stop the interview.
You did.
Oh.
Way to catch on.
Wow.
I didn't know it was still going on. We can go back to it.
You can't go
we
back
We wanted
now.
To hear the plug.
All right, here's your opportunity. Make all your goddamn plugs.
It's my boy Dan Collins. He's a guitarist, singer, and, That's all I got out of the man. That's all I got.
Of all the plugs that you wanted to plug all day, that's all you got?
No, I had a few other ones.
Bill Weinstein.
Bill Weinberg.
Yeah,
he's on WBAI Tuesdays.
Apologize to Bill for cutting his interview short.
I'm sorry, Bill.
I don't know what you were doing.
I think Bill hates me right now. Bill's actually going to listen to this.
Sure he is.
It's just noise.
He's going to endeavor.
He's going to endeavor. Let 100 flowers bloom, and this ain't going to be one of them.
Bunch of guys in my kitchen.
Alright.
I'm just trying to turn up the dude dial. You guys must have a problem.
Turning it up.
Yeah!
Yo, I do have one good giggle story. Alright. Giggles took a shower this morning. After he takes a shower, I'm like walking around the house. He's like, "Yo, dude, the water. There's something wrong with the water. It won't leave the tub." I'm like, "Yo, did you pull the drain?" Oh.
Oh, I told you. What's up? I told you I moved the drain. I told
every
you.
Every time. That'll get you every time. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. No, work. I moved the drain. I tried, but my hair was stuck because I got a nice coif of hair.
All right. So you're saying the hair was covering the drain?
The hair got stuck.
Did you just turn off the ending song?
That was our ending song?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Show's over. Show's over. First shot. First shot.
Apologize.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly do.
Sad that we have to grow old. Catalog stuff from the phone.
Giggles in the mop do wop. Hey, yo, we rockin' this radio show. We rockin' it all day long.
End of message.